I've got two questions for you. You don't need to call out the answers, so I think I know the answer already. But I have two questions. The first, do you have any friends? The second, are you good friends to somebody else? Now, I expect the answer. You're such a friendly lot. I've said the answer would be yes, yes, yes. And that would be so good. It's a sign of a healthy social life. It's right that we love, not that we love one another, but become friends, we're deep friends with one another. After all, although we are unique individuals, we're really part of a community. We're born into families. When we're young, we go to school. Have you ever noticed how children can sometimes, in the morning, be very best friends? By lunchtime, they fall out, they're no longer friends. But in the afternoon, they're friends again. Well, we have friends. We have friends in work, in our recreation. It's like we have relationships with other people. Not with everybody does it develop a friendship, but at its best, it develops into a real friendship. I just feel so sorry for people who can never say, I have no friends. Or I have a problem, but I have nobody that I can tell them about it. What a tragedy that there's such a loneliness in the world, and yet, with that, there's so much friendship too. Mind you, we use the word friend in many different ways, don't we? I think there's a kind of continuum between when we relate with people, there's enemies at one end, there's people which you happen to know next, there's colleagues, there's friends, and then under the other end of the scale, there is a relationship in which there is a deep friendship, where people can share their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions. If you have a problem, you could share with a friend. You know the saying, a problem shared is a problem halved. There's that rich relationship where people can share joys and sorrows, weep with each other, pray with each other. That wonderful friendship. Sometimes it's something which just clicks in a relationship with other people. I was reading a book recently where it was a semi-biography and somebody had got many, many problems on his mind that he really couldn't share with anybody else. And then he met with somebody and something just clicked. He just had confidence in the person and very quickly they shared problems and they became very quickly close friends. But sometimes it's built up over years. It takes years to build up relationship to that really rich friendship about which I'm trying to explain. What made me think of this was my wife Barbara's little books. She had a collection of little books. I never took any interest in these. I like a nice good volume that you can read. But she had a collection of these, and a few weeks ago, maybe months ago now, I looked through her collection. And she had this one, Friends. It's got some interesting things in it. How rare and wonderful is that flash of a moment when we realise we have discovered a friend. Some people touch our lives only briefly, while others leave a lasting impression and are never forgotten. Or, friends are like books. You don't always use them, but you know where they are when you need them. A friend is someone who knows you as you are, understands where you've been, and accepts what you've become. I love this one. I value a friend who, for me, finds time in their calendar. But I cherish the friend who doesn't even consult the calendar. I could keep going for ages with these. One more. Because we can't call people without wings angels, we call them friends. The Bible has quite a few references to friendship. Jesus was called the friend of sinners. It was used as a derogatory term, but we can think of it as a word of praise, a friend of sinners. Greater love has no man than this, that he lays down his life for a friend. And Paul writes about Phoebe. He says, Phoebe has been a good friend to many people, and also to me. And then, what I'm going to use my text for today, I call you my friends. Jesus says to the disciples, I'll call you my friends. We hear about God being the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We sometimes hear about God being the judge. We started off with this one this morning about, I've forgotten the words, about mighty God, a wonderful God. I think we should think of God as our friend. God as our friend. I've got a friend who loves us, goes out of his way to bless and help us, one with whom we can relate, one with whom we can trust. This is actually showing you quite a few of our hymns. Probably most of us know, what a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus, friend of little children, be a friend to me. Or, remember, as the deer pants for the water, ends up with, you're my friend and you are my brother, even though you are a king. Or, oh Jesus, I have promised, ends with, and give me grace to follow my master and my friend. I'll tell you a little of my experiences. We had a practice some while ago of letting people give their testimonies. I'm not going to give a total testimony, but I'll tell you one thing about me. When my wife was alive, we used to regularly, before we went to sleep at night, we always used to just have a word about what's been happening during the day. Some of our thoughts, we used to share them. We used to think about the people we ought to pray for, and then we had a little time of prayer. Now, since she's died, I don't pray like that. At least I don't pray in words, but I have thoughts going through my mind. And at the end of each day, I have a time when I just reflect on the day. And there are lots of good things, and to God I say thank you. There are times that things haven't gone very well. Maybe I've messed up something, and I can going to have to bring that before God too. I don't say I ask for forgiveness, but I repent in the sense that I change my thinking. I really am not going to mess things up again. At least I wish I did. And then things go very well. And I hear a little voice saying, did I sense an element of pride, and I think, oh, When I think about anything that's worrying me and troubling me, I think about plans for the future. And then I think about people about whom I care, people who want to pray. No words, nothing said. And sometimes I just think of all the ways God has been prompting me during the day, words that people have spoken. This is what I do, this is my practice. But the most important thing is I know I'm talking to my invisible friend. So much from my experience, it's not just a theory. I pray you know that friend too. Let me tell you about a person I knew in the church that I used to go to called Judy Green. She was a wonderful person. She used to run the Women's Fellowship. It's quite a large group. But she knew everyone. She loved everyone. She was like a pastoral visitor to everyone. She visited people. She shared with them their troubles, their problems, their joys. I think I could say she was one who knew God. And she knew how to love her neighbour. She was a wonderful person. And I remember on one Sunday, it was All Saints Day, and the preacher came down to the front and said, "Do you know the names of any saints?" And he was thinking, St. David, St. Peter, St. Francis. He was expert. And somebody called out for the congregation, "Judy Green." It made everybody with a picture that it was not what was expected. But we all knew what she meant. This was Judy Green. Now, when she died, we had a series of thanksgiving for her life. The church was absolutely packed, and we had a series that she planned out beforehand, as she did. She picked the hymns, the readings, and she said that at the end, after the blessing, instead of everybody getting up and leaving, just sit there and listen to a song that was one of her favourites, "My Ever Faithful Friend." I think we can listen to that too now.
Everybody needs a friend. Let me tell you.